Mayor Henry, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, we look forward to a State of the Arts discussion each year's end, and my goodness, it's turning into a public arts explosion out there. How do you feel about that big bang, that roar that's out there on the street?
You're absolutely right. It's really taken off in our community. It's an explosion that, quite frankly, I think is long overdue. I've enjoyed the arts myself for a number of years, but I've never seen or experienced anything like what's happening now in the city of Fort Wayne. So it's really a thrill.
And you do have 20 years on the city council and then 20 more years in the mayor's office, and that's some street cred. You've seen a lot in those times, I know. How would you say things have developed on your watch going from back then to now?
Well, you know, when I first began to experience the arts as far as the numerous offerings that we have in Fort Wayne, was probably back when the Art Museum and the Performing Arts Center was built, and we had the modern sculptures out front, and they were the talk of the town. Some people liked them, a lot of people didn't. It was then that I really began to experience the fact art was all a matter of interpretation, that there was more to art than just a painting on a wall, that there were all kinds of expressions. That's when I really began to understand the variety of art expressions in our community. And I was in high school then. And then in college, I took art appreciation, and I began to see, again, the various expressions of art. And I've grown to really love the arts, because if you get tired of one expression, you can go to another. And as you said a few minutes ago, Fort Wayne is now really beginning to, for lack of a better word, experiment with different forms of art, and it has really been fun.
And that's a good point, because it seems this is a 21st century, of course, and this is a bold time, and we're being bold about it. Now, Tom Henry, that kid that you told us about way, way, way back, what facet of public art first grabbed your attention and hooked you personally?
I probably really didn't appreciate art to its fullest until I got into college. I went to the University of St. Francis, and our theater department at that time was run by a gentleman whose name was Hal Gunderson. He really loved the theater and allowed me to work with him backstage and run the light, and I really began to understand the various forms of theater, whether it was a musical or a drama or sometimes just a reading. I really began to appreciate that segment of the arts, the theater. Then I began to go with him and with others to our art museum and looked at the different expressions. So it was a maturation process, beginning to appreciate various forms of art. And there are still some that I struggle with, but I'm beginning to appreciate.
And it's obvious that you really have been, well, always an eye on the public part of the art scene, too, as well as the art itself. Now, in the big picture, as we really all know, it's about financial security.
Correct.
What does this focus on public art ensure our economic development?
I don't think there's any question that art expression can be a major contributor to economic development. More and more employers are deviating from what we can offer them from a financial perspective, you know, the various financial incentives, tax abatement, and other forms of financial assistance. Although it's still important, they seem to be deviating from that a little bit and going more to quality of life issues. And one of those is the arts. They'll ask, what do you have as far as a Philharmonic? What do you have as far as a theater district? Questions like that, which years ago, quite frankly, were never asked. Now they're beginning to ask more and more questions dealing with the arts. And I think it's because in many cases, they bring a number of employees with them to start up their new company or to expand their company, and the employees are asking for that. I know they're asking how our trail system is. Now, I know trails are not exactly a form of art, but yet I think some people feel that way. So the questions that are being asked now to put ourselves in a position to compete with other cities are more and more dealing with quality of life issues. So it doesn't surprise me that more and more of us are beginning to embrace the arts.
And it is dollars and cents.
Absolutely.
Also, I think it's safe to say, and you're the mayor, so you can tell me your opinion. This city was really founded on, of course, education system.
Correct.
A lot of wonderful geographic and historical right. things, but a lot about the parks, that yes. whole system too. So certainly parks are important.
Oh, there's no question. The fact that we have almost 100 parks in our city, a city of this size, is an unbelievable statement for a community. And we have grown to appreciate the parks as a community. And not only do we entertain a lot of additions to our parks as far as offerings, for instance, our zoo, which now has been around for a few years, but it started off truly as a small children's zoo. And look at it now, we're in the top 10 of the country. In our new Promenade Park, which was kind of an experiment with a new way of putting the park together, and it's been a phenomenal success. So I think that the city really embraces our parks. They contribute heavily to our parks. We have a park foundation, as a matter of fact, that raises money for our parks. That, too, is a true expression of a form of artistic expression.
Indeed, and also the love that the city has for it. Yeah, what a wonderful solidarity. Now, speaking of solidarity, we all love a renaissance, which is what this movement certainly
right.
is. So going forward, how could we make it like the new norm, the foundation for the future rather than just a renaissance?
I think it started with the formation of the Arts Commission. Now we have a body that we can go to help us continue to move our city forward in art expression, particularly with public art. You know, much of our art for years was hidden behind walls and really not exposed to the general public in a way that they could really experience art expression. So now we're allowing additional sculptures downtown, the newest one probably being Convergence there at Promenade Park, but also the painting of murals, not only on the sides of buildings, but in many cases in the alleyways, alleys that connect one street to another that for years nobody wanted to walk down. And now they're being painted with all kinds of murals. They're being lit up. Gosh, some restaurants are putting eating places in the alleys. In fact, earlier this summer, I ate my lunch in one of the alleys. And years ago, that was unheard of. But now we're, again, and I don't want to use the word embrace too much, but that's exactly what we're doing. We're seeing what art can really bring to the table, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
And fun for one is fun for all in this case,
that is
to
so
be
true.
Sure. And since this is our year-end look back at what's going on around town, you've mentioned the murals, you've
right.
mentioned the Promenade Park all by
right.
itself and everything that goes with it. Anything else you can think of that the last year has brought to the city, art-centrically speaking?
Well, I mentioned the Public Arts Commission, and I am so thrilled about putting that together. And the people who serve on the commission are outstanding citizens who really have a knowledge of the arts and know when to introduce certain pieces of art and which pieces of art can truly be transformational for our community. But at the same time, they have a sensitivity about understanding one person's art maybe not somebody else's. So they're trying to, I think, create a balance between those two. So I'm really happy we were able to put that commission together, and I expect they'll guide us down the road to a continuation of art expression.
Big time. And speaking of going down the road, quite literally, we are seeing this whole area join in that glorious uh-huh. public arts movement,
right.
you know, like Auburn, Angola,
right.
Garrett, you mean the whole ring around our own
uh-huh.
county. You know, they credit Fort Wayne and certainly yourself as the beacon, the template for a lot of what they're doing. That has to make you feel wonderful. But what does that mean for us?
I think we have now an additional responsibility as a community to continue to grow that valuable asset in our community, and that is the arts, because others are looking at us for that type of leadership. And it doesn't necessarily have to be murals or paintings or sculptures. They're looking at our appreciation of musical expression through our Philharmonic and through others, through dance, whether it be the ballet or other types of modern dance. I think a lot of communities are looking to Fort Wayne to show them the various expressions and ways they can contribute to their own communities as far as artistic expression.
That sort of puts us on the line to show our stuff then. That's
yep.
kind of what you're saying.
There's no question about it.
A lot of people think art of any sort, especially public art, is frivolous. What do you say to that?
I think that's very short-sighted. I do believe that the expression of art in a community shows their diversity, shows their thinking as being whole and not just partial. We're willing to take a look at the diversity of our community and who offers what out there. Not every piece of art is modern art. I was looking at some this morning, and I was sharing it with someone else, a piece of art that I really thought was nice, and she wasn't real sure until I pointed out to her what the artist was trying to express, and all of a sudden she got it. So I think a lot of it has to do with education. You know, modern art isn't for everybody, but sometimes when they get to understand what an artist is trying to express, there's a whole new appreciation. I truly believe that communities have a responsibility to work with their citizens to help them truly appreciate art. Now, they don't have to like all pieces of art, but appreciate what art brings to the table.
Great point. And also then that not only implies, but sort of necessitates they appreciate their city and right. The community aspect right. Of that.
If you're talking quality of life, then that certainly is a part of that quality of life or quality of place.
Amen. And in your mind, what's the best thing any given resident can do for their public art scene, such as ours, to preserve it and to carry it forward?
I think, first of all, they need to understand and be educated, if you will, in the various forms of art. There are a number of different expressions that we call art. That can be music, that can be dance, that can be painting, it can be murals, sculptures. I mean, there's a number of different ways to express art. And you mentioned our parks. Well, there's a lot of things in our parks that are expressions of art. Even at the Three Rivers Festival, when we allow people to do chalk art on our streets, it's an expression of art. So I think if we take the time to really understand what art encompasses, people may begin to realize that artistic expression comes in a variety of ways. When we talk music, sometimes people think the Philharmonic. Yet all of these favorite groups that people have, or solo acts, that's art too. That's a different form of music. So a lot of times people have an appreciation of art and they don't even know it.
They don't know how big it is.
Exactly.
How big and bad it is. That's a great point. And before I let you go, Mayor Henry, I'm not going to ask you if you have a favorite public art project, because you probably have several and it might be the next one coming up.
Yeah, it could very well be.
But I will ask you if there's something from your watch that you're particularly proud of that would be perhaps forever in your heart.
Well, there are actually two, if I can be so bold. The very first piece of art that I really fell in love with, believe it or not, was the Martin Luther King Bridge. Not only the design, but we decided to give it various expressions of light. I happen to be a huge believer in illumination and the value of lighting. And, you know, we have the ability for 1 million different variations of lights on the Martin Luther King Bridge. And we've experimented with a lot of them over the past 10 years, but we continue to take a look at different ways and the value of being able to talk to you. And if your favorite color is purple, we can make the bridge that color. So there's all kinds of expressions that we can do. Now, that's the first one. But the most recent has to be Convergence. That sculpture at Promenade Park, I think, is just unbelievable.
Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry is a public arts warrior and advocate. Mayor Henry, it's been a pleasure to have you here and hear your thoughts on the state of Fort Wayne's public art. Thanks so much. Carry it on.
Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.